This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You loser.
All right, nice to have you along. Already way behind.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we got hot Bi-Mart veteran talk.
We did. But you know what? We buried the lead, really. And we buried the lead.
We did. Are you doing a Christopher Walken?
Well, I was going to line up the calls in the first segment.
Oh, yeah.
To hear how people survived the big snow.
Yeah, we got through. I mean, today was the last day of the winter advisory.
What about Nurse Nice? Did she chain up yesterday?
She didn't, because she didn't leave the house.
Well, she was hunkered in. You know, you got to fortify yourself.
That's right. She's like a bear.
Yeah, against these harsh winter conditions.
But it was rough out there. How many people tuned in yesterday and thought that we were off because of the snow? We were off because of the Ducks.
The Ducks, who, by the way, lost again. Yeah. Although, was it a better loss?
Yeah,
I watched some of it.
It was a pretty good loss.
Yeah, good teams win. Great teams cover.
They covered. But Michigan, pretty good.
Yeah.
They lost, yeah. Anyway, we're back. We were not here yesterday. We are back. And that's good because it's NBA trade deadline day. Mm-hmm.
By the way, kudos to the NBA, which gets swallowed by the NFL at all times. And the stupid trade deadline this week has kept the NBA in the headlines. I mean, obviously, the Super Bowl is going to crush everything, but I would say the lead up this week to the Super Bowl has taken a back seat from a national media perspective with all the trade deadline stuff. I mean, the Luka thing is like this seismic shift.
Well, somebody put out like a graphic, like if you said a week ago that Luka would be in L.A., that Jimmy Butler would be in Golden State, that Zach LaVine would be in Sacramento, and there's like Kuzma would be in Milwaukee.
Fox,
there's like eight of these moves. Fox to San Antonio. Yeah. Like you'd call the person nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
It was a big deal. And then we get to Portland and it's like, hey, what? Oh.
Okay, so here's
Did
the list.
Did you just hut me? Did you just, are we going on too?
Damn! Would you like the list of names?
Yeah, give me this.
Here is who the Blazers traded for today. Four. Yeah. There you go. Nice
Woo!
Job.
All in, baby! All in! I love it.
Super.
Oh, yeah, believe me. I heard, like...
No trades.
Yeah, Blazer Twitter today.
No trades.
Little hot. And then we got Danny on the other side. I thought Danny was going to have a heart attack. I was worried about him today. He cracked the mic at noon, and I was listening to my favorite midday show. And let me tell you something. Danny came in hot. He had some hot energy, hot Bi-Mart energy.
What did he say?
Well, he's in defense of the non-moves.
No way.
Yeah. So it was a whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I would say that I'm neither.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, because even if they made a bunch of moves here,
yeah,
they've already screwed the season up.
It does feel that way.
Like they didn't have a plan at the outset of the season, and that is my biggest gripe. Not that Jeremy Grant is still on the roster, because I think Danny also said, when I was driving in, I heard him say that,
I have concepts of a plan.
Mathematically, they have to, I mean, they didn't make any moves today. But they are going to have to make moves this summer. They just have to.
Yes. And that was his point. It was like the whole Denny Avia thing. Is that it may not it doesn't have to happen right now, but some of these are
It's gonna happen. They're gonna be gone or whatever. It's just
three centers, like something's gonna change here.
Yeah, so that will happen. It's just who care, like you've already screwed up the season. Like they are doing everything in their power to remain in sports purgatory.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
On all levels. Uh-huh. It's really wild. Yeah. And now there is a press conference today, because what I was going to say today is like, oh my God, if they don't make any trades, are they even going to come? Like, we haven't heard from Joe Cronin.
It's been a while.
Forever.
But I think 4:30, I believe, he will.
4:45.
He'll step in front of the mic.
Which means 5:15.
And they'll kick the can down the road, and he'll talk about flexibility, and he'll talk about that we're not giving away our guys for nothing, and he'll talk about the deals that weren't available and that they called on this and that. And, you know, it'll be the same sort of thing that we've heard, and that's just kind of where we're at.
Yeah, so my bigger gripe is that they didn't have a plan at the outset of the season to do a better job of getting into the pool that could nab Cooper Flagg.
Yeah,
you know, or be more competitive.
That's my thing.
But they didn't do either one.
Yeah, exactly. Or be more competitive.
Like, yeah, that's my
thing. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Is like there's no. They're just drifting.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's no. So it'll be interesting to hear what he says tonight. Mm-hmm. I actually do care what Joe Cronin says tonight. Normally, you know, you should take anything a GM says with a grain of salt, because they have to. You know, they'll give you their spin, but surely there will be some semblance of here's what we're thinking, and you can maybe piece together why things are the way they are, or why they haven't made moves, or what's next.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they don't have a plan. Maybe they're just flying by the seat of their pants.
Well, they're winning right now. They're the hottest team in the NBA. I just think that's my whole thing, is I'm confused, because is Chauncey playing his way into a contract extension? Like, that's to your point at the beginning of the year. We thought he was a lame duck. He didn't want to be here. Didn't really sound like they wanted him to be here.
You're a loser.
If they go on this run and they continue to do this, and let's say you end up flirting with the play-in, or God forbid you make the play-in, like, how do you fire that coach? Does he want to come back? But at the same time, your roster is nowhere near being actually competitive. And now you've done the opposite of what you set out to do, which we thought at the beginning of the year was to get a top four pick in one of the deeper drafts that we've seen. So that whole thing is bizarre. But at the same time, the young guys are developing. I do think you found at least two corner pieces. No, but Tumani Kamara and Denny Avia are part of this going forward. Like, those are, and by the way, you got them for next to nothing. If we're going to sit here and be critical of Cronin, absolutely, for a lack of movement. But also remember that when Denny came over from Washington, everyone was like, I don't know.
Looks like a good move.
That looks like a really, really good move. And then Kamara was thrown in just so that they would take DeAndre Ayton. That was like, hey, if we're taking that on, we want him too. And look, Ayton is whatever. Like, when he's engaged, he's good. And when he's not, he's terrible. And if you're counting on that guy, whatever. You drafted Klingon to be your center. But Kamara does look like a piece that will be here in one of the, if not an elite defender moving forward. So you give him credit for that. So I don't think it's like this horrible thing, but it is frustrating, I'm sure, as a Blazer fan, when you are constantly told one thing and then the can again gets kicked down the road. And I'm not just putting this on Cronin. This is kind of sins of the father, sins of the son. Like, Cronin's only been here for so long, but we've seen this for so many years from the past regime that we all kind of lump it together, and I think that's where people beat their head against the wall. But if you're a Blazer fan, at least you have a product right now on the floor that is fun and appears to be getting better, because the young guys are growing and developing. And for the first time, Scoot looks like an NBA player, and Sharp, and again, they're both coming off the bench, but you're seeing major growth out of two of the three guys that you needed to be cornerstones of your team.
Well, that's great, but what does that mean?
It means you're the
Seed. By the way, you're going to lose your coach. Even if you want to keep Chauncey, he's not going to stay here. You pissed him off.
I wouldn't think so.
You didn't give him an extension, and then he goes out, and he's like, F you. You want me to lose games?
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to rattle off 9-10. And what he's doing is he is now
auditioning.
He is now coached well enough to get poached.
Yep.
And he will get poached.
And they could stick an offer in front of him, and he would laugh at them.
All you needed to do at the start of the year was get everybody on the same page, saying if Chauncey really isn't our guy, which they didn't think he was, move on from Chauncey. Put somebody in there who has very little experience, who will be your puppet and you can maybe tank correctly. But they didn't do that. So now they're in purgatory with that. And everything you say is great, but dude, this is not about Kamari and Avdija. Who cares? That is going to keep them in purgatory forever. Yeah. It's about the cornerstones of the future. And who are, you can't even say if the young guys are those guys at all either. Scoot or Shaden, you can't even say that.
No, but there's growth.
So, okay, but who gives a rip? Yeah. Wake me up. God, fans are got to be so tired of this. Wake me up when they're relevant, or you actually have, hey, these guys are the guys to build around. You still don't know that. You still have the veterans. You're going to have to make moves. So they've gotten nowhere. And not only have they gotten nowhere, they've got you all excited, and they're 8 games under .500. My God.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Super Bowl.
You're right, and I've said this all along. None of what you do matters until you get what I call the gravitational player. Because you look around the league, if you don't have a Shea, if you don't have a Giannis, if you don't have a Luka, you don't have a Wemby. And look, if you're not in the top four of this draft, and it does not appear that you're going to be, because this team right now is good and it's fun. I'll tell you what, like this run that they've been on, that Pacer game was, you got my attention. That third quarter in that Pacer game was some of the best basketball this team has played in years, and it's fun. That being said, if this is the trajectory you're on, how do you end up getting that player? Because despite, like you said, despite the growth of Sharp and Scoot, which look really good right now and both look like solid NBA players, neither one of those guys is that guy. Maybe Sharp somewhere down the road, but, you know. So I'm with you. It's kind of a frustrating thing.
Once again, wake me up when they're relevant.
Yeah. They're playing well.
Wake me up when they're relevant.
They're fun.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
Even though they're playing well, I don't think that's made a ripple around the NBA. No one cares.
I think people are starting.
But it is something to cheer about.
People are starting to pay attention a little bit.
I mean, I had a friend. He's like, oh, you should have seen it. It was so fun. Okay, cool. They're 21 and...
I know.
28? 28,
that's the weird
28?
Part.
What is their record? 28?
I think 21 and 28 or 21 and 29.
I think they're 21 and 29, maybe.
The weird part is when some fans do the we're back thing, and that's where you're like, dude, you're 9 games below .500, and getting to the 10th seed or the 9th seed is not being back.
I get that Denny Avdija, is that his name?
Hey, 22 and 29.
I get that. Oh, they won again.
3.5 games out of the play-in.
What did I get? What game did I miss? The Pacers game? They won that game too,
yeah.
The Avdijas and Kamaras of the world, there is no fan base that gets tighter sports pants over guys like that than Portland's.
Yeah.
And I just...
Yeah. They're fun pieces.
And that's fine.
They're good pieces.
It's cool because you want something to cheer about. But when that's all you've got to cheer about, you got problems. And they just, you know, again, I just don't think they're worth beating your head against the wall about until they either, at maybe today we'll get a some sort of outline of a plan of what they've got going on. But we probably won't.
Yeah.
Because Joe Cronin, I think, is really bad in front of the media.
I have concepts of a plan.
I just think he's really inexperienced, and your owner is a boob, and it's just bad. It's really bad. Mm. Sucks. But you got Tumani Kamara.
He's really
okay,
good.
Okay, now to the Super
Bowl. All right.
Here is Bob.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, the Blazers didn't make any trades, but other teams did. Today, nothing too crazy, although Yusuf Nurkic got dealt again.
Yeah. So, it's just...
Where he went to...
I like that they're just, like, rotating, like, overpriced big men.
Well, there's a lot of... Well, it's not even just big men. It's just, like...
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that just get shuffled around. Like, yeah. P.J. Tucker got traded 3 times in 5 days.
Tucker got traded 3 times, and there was another one that ended up in... Who was
Dennis Schroeder, four times in 24 hours,
How
I think.
How many teams has Dennis Schroeder played for?
A lot.
They said he completed the NBA rainbow. There's a photo of him in every shade of color that the NBA has to offer, from red, orange, yellow,
Reggie
green, blue,
Sanders
purple.
Of the NBA.
And the thing about Dennis Schroeder is he's kind of good.
Yeah.
He's a bucket getter.
Yeah.
I mean, he can help a team.
He's like Rudy Gay good, though, where it's like he gives you numbers, but then it seems like the teams that they're on never really...
Yeah, Nurkic went with a first-round pick to Charlotte for Cody Martin and... another guy in a second-round pick, so whatever. He hasn't played since January 7th. He's just kind of one of those, I don't know, like Nurkic at one point. I think like DeAndre Ayton is a little like this, although DeAndre Ayton, again, when engaged, is really good, but DeAndre Ayton just wears out his welcome, and again, I assuming at some point Portland will move on from him, and he's one of those guys that makes a bunch of money, and that kind of makes it harder to trade in today's NBA, but there's a difference between guys that have good numbers and guys that are really meaningful. Because there's a lot of guys that can give you 15, like, they can give you, was it 15, 5, and 4, right? There's, like, a ton of those guys out there. And they're just kind of rotational pieces. And so, when you get the meat of a franchise where you get a star or two, then you fill it around and those become fill-in pieces, but you can't have the fill-in pieces be the main course.
Yeah, so Nurkic to Charlotte. Schroeder, I just counted. I believe this will be his 9th, possibly 10th stop.
Okay. There you go.
So
the Nets are trying to buy out Ben Simmons.
Oh my God, I forgot about Ben Simmons.
Yep.
The big one, Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. Almost the Suns, but then I guess Durant said that he didn't want to go to Golden State.
That's right.
Yeah, he said he had no interest in a reunion. And then,
which is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, okay. Well, fine. Stay in Phoenix.
There's a reason why he left. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and then you want to talk about a team that went all in and made these giant swings, and you go out and get KD, and look what they gave up for him and Bradley Beal, and they suck.
Yeah.
They're just wallowing.
And nobody wants Beal.
They're wallowing in misery, and they have a bunch of contracts. So that's one thing if you want to try to put a bright side on Portland is you haven't backed yourself into a corner like that. We have a bunch of expensive pieces. You're not any good, and no one wants your, you know.
Yeah, but would you rather be Portland or would you rather be Phoenix and started the season with Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that went nowhere, though. So.
Well, I understand, but I'd rather be that than Portland.
I mean, come on,
man. Yeah. But, you know, they tried and they failed, and they're going to have to break that up, and they'll try again. But, you know, Phoenix... And this is the one area where you can defend Portland is that it's just much harder here to do it the way the Suns are doing it or trying to do it or the way the Warriors or certainly the Lakers. Yeah. Like that's another game. Like, I mean, when the GM of the Mavericks just calls you on the phone and says, hey, you want Luka Doncic? Like that would never happen to Portland.
No.
Right. That only happens to teams like the Lakers. So it's two different ways to go about it. And Olshay, for as good a job as he may have done over the years, I mean, he wasn't awful.
No.
He always blamed it on that. He always said it's just really tough in a small market, which I don't buy because Milwaukee has built a winner in a small market and won a championship, but Denver just did it. It's just, it's bull crap, but it is harder. It's just like when we talk about Major League Baseball, you know, the salary.
No, that is crap, though. If you had Danny Ainge up here doing that, it wouldn't be a problem.
I couldn't
if you
agree
had
more.
Someone on the YouTube chat said, hire Bob Myers and see what happens.
Couldn't agree more.
Like, put the right person in and let's see that be the excuse.
I mean, again, if there were no small market, like the last, how many, like I said, Milwaukee and Denver just won championships in small markets. So well, stop with these small markets.
And Oklahoma City is
Oklahoma City has built this. So it's an excuse, but it is harder. I mean, that is a thing.
Yeah.
That, and we know that. But the Warriors getting Jimmy Butler, I don't know how good they're going to be, but you know, at least it gives them a chance. Yeah, like,
and I do think there's a difference between Golden State that's as desperate to try to keep this window open. Phoenix was desperate to try to keep a window open, whereas Portland clearly is trying to do something different, right? Portland is trying to build something.
Jimmy Butler does a different thing for Golden State than it does for
Butler
Portland.
Would have been the move had Damian still been here. Then all of a sudden the Jimmy Butler or something like that becomes worthwhile, whereas this is... Again, the one like I don't get is like Toronto, who is in the middle of a rebuild. They got rid of OG. They got rid of Siakam. They gave away a player in a first-round pick today to go get Brandon Ingram? Yeah. Like, what? Like, what are you doing
there?
Talk
about a hollow player.
Exactly, just hollow player. That's like that's the one. Like, I will say this, my only defense of Portland. I would much rather them do nothing and just sit and kind of let it grow and develop than one of two things. Like, Memphis today punted on Marcus Smart. And got him out of town, and that was supposed to be this move for him that didn't work out. I thought it was interesting, too, that David Aldridge said that Washington is keeping their vets around because they think they'll be good influences on the young guys. Could that be something that Portland is saying, that yes, we're growing our young guys off the bench, and the vets are here to kind of help them grow if you want to try to take that approach? But you saw some teams have to give up crap for people to get out of their bad contracts. See Phoenix when they gave us Tumani Kamara. Like, hey, yeah, you want Kamara, you got to take Ayton. And so Portland doesn't have themselves in a pickle with that. And they're not just, I don't know, they're not taking massive swings like the Raptors to try to speed up a process that really can't be sped up right now.
Well, you're doing a good job defending the, well, the organization there, Suk.
I don't know. It's,
come on, man.
Well, no, look, this thing, I'm so with you that it's just, it's frustrating as hell. I just think at times you do have to be careful with the, I've been getting kicked in the nuts by a horse, so kick me in the nuts with a donkey. It's still getting kicked in the nuts, you know?
Well, I understand, but it's just, I think fans are just tired of excuses.
Sure, that I totally get.
We understand it's not easy.
I'm not saying they're good at it.
They're terrible at it.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating. And if I'm a fan, I'm really frustrated.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I think it's not even worth talking about until they pull their head out of their ass or something changes.
Sure.
You know? So, all right. A couple of other things on the deadline. The Lakers, apparently, I think they were a bit too white.
Got to change that up a little bit.
So they did switch that up.
Yeah, they did.
So we'll get to that. And is Damian Lillard ever going to get a ring?
No.
I don't think he is.
No.
Well, we'll get to that next, wrapping up NBA trade deadline day on The Fan.
Ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.